about your decision to move down here?
We've been toying, well, we've known we had to move for a while, and we've been toying with this area because it's really the best fit for us in many ways. We're about community, we're about inclusion, we like to make change, we like to be a part of something that's significant, that's meaningful, and this neighborhood has all of that. So for us, although it was really more about finding the right fit so that we can move with ease, this has been our target for a number of months.
And so did the city do anything to make that fit a little easier?
The city has been fabulous. They have been helping us to look at buildings. They have been sort of keeping things moving for us, greasing the wheels where they could with ease, just to make sure that we didn't spend a lot of time trying to figure things out and lose an opportunity. So they've been really extremely helpful.
And did this payroll tax incentive weigh into your decision at all?
In a minor way, yes, it did. It's certainly nice. But for us, we were already pretty committed to the area. So we certainly enjoy the opportunity and we'll take advantage of it. But we may have ended up here anyway.
And is the presence of a kind of another anchor company like Twitter, is that something that gives you guys a little bit of kind of, do you feel better about the area because of that, or did that not really have any kind of impact?
We were willing to take the role as being the anchor tenant, hoping and assuming and on our best days that people would want to come because we're here. We hope to believe that we have that kind of impact in San Francisco with 25 years of history and our foundation and roots here. But also knowing that somebody else is willing to make the commitment certainly makes it easier. So we feel like we're in like company. Our staff loves Twitter. We use it all the time. It's a great social medium and something that we take advantage of. So it really is good bad partners, I guess.
And so when you look down the road from here, or from there more precisely, what do you see in the future? What does it look like, at least from this day?
I guess for us, we would like to see a community that's invigorated artistically in the beginning, but what we have found is that the arts is just the stepping stone towards civic engagement and civic involvement. And so I would love to see, 5-7 years from now, to have a very artistically revitalized community, but also a community that's engaged and successful together, making community successes, having people feel really good about where they're living, and people feeling really good about where they're working.
So anything else that you think is important to add?
I don't think so.
All right. Well, I had one last question for you. What does it mean to be the city manager of Black Rock City?
Black Rock City manager means that I'm responsible for the 50,000 plus people that come to the city in terms of life, safety, security. All the infrastructure you see there that lets you know that you're someplace civilized is stuff that I'm sort of responsible for managing, like information resources and knowing where you're going, zoning in the city, that sort of thing. Ice sales, coffee. No city is civilized without a cafe.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.